I was talking about you know, the, how we need to every now and then take, I guess you'd say, inventory of our own self and see, you know, if we are praying according to the will of the Father in essence, and if not, then we, you know, we need to check ourselves and find out what we need to do. But also the Word requires us to pray for others. And I know there's times when I have wanted to pray for someone, you know, just someone come to my mind, but I didn't really know what needs they might have had or exactly how to pray for them. But when we go to the book of Colossians, where Paul wrote to the Colossians church, to the saints, and the first chapter, beginning at verse 9, actually, you can read starting at maybe verse 6 and read down, because he's talking about the when he heard about, and when you start at verse 9, he said that for this cause, which he's talking about, he heard about the saints there, that they were faithful and ministering, and they was operating in love in the Spirit, and he said ever since then, it's like, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. And we need to know, and from there he went on down through 14, and there's a list of things that we can pray for those that come to our mind to pray for, that we will always be in the will of the Father. It will, you know, there's sometimes the prayers that we might could pray if we just thinking what to pray on our own, that we may not be appropriate. But the thing about when we look at the Word and do it God's way, we will never be out of His will, or it will never be inappropriate. So tonight, I just hear a few things. I'm not going to read the whole all the scripture in Colossians 1, but it is from verse 9 down to through 14, and I may be reading back and forth, but not all of it. But when we want to pray for others, we can, these are just some of the things I'm going to call that we can pray and ask God for on their behalf. And we know the scripture tells us, I think it is in the book of James, that we are to pray for one another. And we, you know, always pray for the body of Christ, that there be unity in the body of Christ, because it's like, whatever the body needs, we need to pray that it have it, because we need it also as being a part of the body. But just think, when you think about somebody and you just want to say a word or two to God on their behalf, that some of the things that will always be appropriate is when you pray, ask God to fill them with knowledge, which is like that they would acquire information. One, I guess it's in another way, it could be just saying that they would study the Word, because that's how you're going to acquire knowledge. And it is information. You either get it by information or education or by experience. So you can always pray that God will fill them with knowledge, spiritual wisdom, and understanding. And, you know, the scripture tells, I think it's in Proverbs, where it says, in all thy getting, get understanding. We need that. And in the book of James, it said, if you lack wisdom, ask of God, and he would give it to us, like, freely. If we feel like we don't have enough wisdom for what we're dealing with, we just simply go to God. So these are things we can pray. And sometimes, you know, it would be good to do that, because the person that comes to your mind, it may be that you're the one that can undergird them in prayer, that you can be their intercessor. And in the things that you would ask God to do for them, may be what they need to help them through what they're going through. You don't ever know what an individual's going through unless they have shared something with you. But a lot of times, let me back up and say, if it's not somebody that God have assigned you to pray for, or they have not made a prayer request, then you may not know what they need, but God will always know. And when he bring them to your mind, as Paul, I believe that what he had written is something that we can use at all times for anybody that comes to our mind that we can pray for. And we know if they're not a believer, they're not born again, the first prayer prayers for their salvation, that they would, you know, accept God's gift, his son, and repent of their sins and ask him to come into their heart. And therefore, that's an easy one. That's for somebody that you know don't know Jesus. But for the other believers in the body of Christ, like I say, unless it's an assignment or a request that they made, you may not know what to pray for. But when we look at what Paul has said to the church in Colossae, then we can pray these things, and it would always be in order. Pray for the knowledge that they would study, that they would study the word, because in so doing, they're going to acquire the information that they need so that they can be, a vessel that God can use to help the body of Christ come into the place where it needs to be for the season in which we are now in. And pray for spiritual wisdom, because that the ability to make good judgment or sound judgment is a prayer. And I have said many times, you can always pray for me, that I would be able to, you know, give the mystery of the gospel as God would so lead me to, and making sound good judgment, sound decision is something we all need to do every day so that we don't get caught up in none of Satan's traps. So, and having an understanding of the word, the ability to comprehend what we read is one of the things that we all need to pray for, and we need others to help us pray. Because the scriptures say, "Not evil perish," in the Old Testament, for a lack of knowledge. Without the wisdom, a lot of people, without understanding what God's word say, what he meant and what he said, and the promise that he made, and know that it's for us now, then some is perishing, some have already died, and some are going to die if they don't grasp the truth. So we need to pray so that nobody is lost for not being able to, as Richard has said in his prayer, we don't need to just be a hearer of the word, but we need to hear it, we need to understand it, and then we need to be a doer of the word. We need others praying for us, especially as we're newborn babes in Christ. We need prayer. If we are not yet in Christ, we need prayer. And if we are in Christ ministering to others, we need prayer so that we don't lead anyone in the wrong direction. And Amen. If you don't stand truth and walk in truth, you can very well go the wrong way and take. And if you do, more than likely, you're going to take somebody with you. So these are things that we can pray. And I thought, oh, my, that is so God blesses us to have what we need so that we never have to feel like that we are lacking things that we need to have so that we can be productive in the kingdom. And you know, we can pray for the individual to be fruitful. Because in John, the 15th chapter, in second verse, it says, if we are not fruitful, then the tree or the little branch is going to be cut off, and it's going to be put in the fire. So you see somebody that God has called to minister that have accepted Christ, but they don't seem to be doing anything. And it's not that you're judging anybody, but the scripture says also that we know the tree by the fruit it bears. If you see a tree and you look at it and there's no fruit on it, then when you make a statement concerning that, you're not judging. You're just going about what you see is no fruit. That means something is not going as it should. So every believer needs to be fruitful. You don't have to be a minister in the pulpit. If you have accepted Jesus as your Savior, made him Lord, then there's a purpose, there's a work, and you need to be doing it. And sometimes there needs to be intercessors or somebody praying, undergirding you to help you come to that place where you are confident enough in your walk with the Lord that you believe what you read and that you go forth and execute it, exercise it. Then that way you can have fruit when you bring others into Christ, or when you minister to somebody that needs to be ministered to, pray for the sick, or you minister to somebody that is discouraged, and you help them to see a different side of the coin, and become again to stand up and as they told Joshua, be strong and courageous. We, in order to walk with Christ and accomplish anything now, we have to be strong and we have to be courageous. We have to be bold. Mm-hmm. And we have to be bold to share the gospel. Because if you are not bold, you will not be talking about the word of God. Because you know what the world is most of the time, by what we hear on a daily basis, you know what the world is thinking. And most people, they don't want to hear anything about any good news, anything about Jesus. And in order to do it when you know it's the right thing to do, you're going to have to be bold. And you're going to have to be courageous. And you're going to have to know that if you are in the will of the Father, he said if he's for you, it's more than the whole world against you. You really don't have to worry about that. You just have to have enough confidence in yourself that if God chose you to minister the word, then he have equipped you and he have given you the Holy Spirit and an anointing to do what he called you to do. So when you're praying for others, you never know how they may be feeling down or about themselves, and that they don't qualify, and that nobody wants to hear what they have to say. But I want to encourage you to tell you this. If God said, minister the word, if God have given you his Holy Spirit, and he will give every believer a gift, it is for us to use them so that the body will continue to be strong. And the only way that's going to happen is that every believer, which is a part of the same body, use the gift that we've been given according to what we've been given to do, and know that if God said it, he meant it, and it's all right. We don't have to worry about whether they accept it or not. That's between them and God. We just have to know that we need to be obedient to what we feel like we have been called to do. And sometimes you never know, when you are praying for others, who you are pushing into that place they need to be in so that they can obey God, so that they can bless somebody else that's waiting for that word of encouragement to come so that they can move forward where they are. Some people will get the fear, and it happens in the natural and also in the spirit, that they will become so fearful until they become paralyzed. So then they'll just still doing absolute nothing, or they get complacent, and sometimes the Lord may have you to pray. Somebody that don't know them will come up and speak a word, and they know it's straight from the Lord if the person don't know them. And then if you're praying for them, they don't have to know you're praying for them. You just have to obey God. God knows that you're doing what he tell you to do. He know that he put that person in your spirit for a reason. You don't have to know why, just obey God. And when we do that, then that person will move forward. And as they move forward, that means somebody, they're going to push somebody out of their comfort zone. They're going to move forward too. And the whole body of Christ is going to go forward. And we're going to do much for the damage to the enemy's camp so that the kingdom can be advanced. So we pray that they be fruitful. And also the scripture talks about the fruit has to remain, that fire will not burn, that it will not become stubble. Some things we do that's not going to remain because it's not done according to the will of the Father, or it's not done, and the time is not according to his timing. But sometimes we want to do things, and we want to do it right now, and the Lord may not have given us permission. And we do it anyway, it's out of time, it's out of his will, and it will not be fruit that, no matter how fruitful it appear to be, it will not last. And so as we pray that they will have fruit that remain, that they will be very productive and be productive mind, have a mindset of being productive, and therefore they can help build the kingdom. So as we pray for their strength, like I say, we need strength. Especially if you're a liner. If you're a minister of the gospel, you're an intercessor anointed to stand as the security is this is what the Lord said to me one time, that intercessors to the body of Christ is like security is to the president. You take the anything aimed at the president, you get to you first. So if that's the case, or just being born again and dealing with the things you have to deal with sometime in your own home, you need strength to be able to operate as a believer and stay saved. And I said you have to learn how to keep your salvation and your sanity in order so you can be able to go on. That takes prayer. That's not just going to happen. Or you're going to hit some stuff, and if you don't know how to step on it, step over it, or walk around it, it can knock you down. And I'm telling you, every time you get knocked down by the enemy, it can weaken you even a little more and a little more. So we can pray for others for their strength, that they will have the power that God has given to remain steadfast in the work that he calls them to do and be unmovable. And I think that's where James talks about how if you are not steadfast, you can be like a wave of the sea. You're unsteady. And if you're unsteady in the spiritual thing, you're going to be unsteady in the natural things too. And that can be a dangerous situation. So these are things that we can pray, that we really need to pray for one another so that we can still stay strong and keep sharing the gospel, keep encouraging people to look at themselves, come to themselves, and instead of pointing the finger at somebody else, so that they can get things right with the Father, and he can use them as an instrument to help advance the kingdom. Because he said that the fields are white, but the labors are few. And we need to pray that God will send labor. And if you're going to be a laborer in the vineyard, you have to have some strength. You have to accept the power of the Holy Spirit and doing the work, because we of ourselves can't do it. It is the power of the Holy Spirit in us. We have to accept all these things as being God ordained. And when we do, then we make ourselves available. If we are willing and obey, then God will use us, and we will eat the fat of the land. And just imagine what it'll be like when we obey God in this area, what it does for our prayer life also. God begin to bless not only make us stronger, but those that we are interceding for, they will find themselves strong also. And like I say, we don't have to know. They don't have to know who we're praying for. And sometimes God has given me a name, and I've said this before. God will give me a name. I don't really know the person. I don't know but at any time God gives you a name, and if you obey the Spirit, you will do what is needed for that person. And you don't really have to understand it all. Just understand that you need to obey God. He will take you where you're supposed to go, and what you will do will be pleasing when you are obeying the leading of the Holy Spirit. So again, if it's assignment, of course you're going to have your instructions. If it's a request made, that you're going to have what you need in order to pray for the individual. But if neither one of these things in place, and someone comes to mind that you need to pray for, go to Colossians chapter 1, especially from verse 9 down through verse 14. And either of those verses, you can pray over individuals, and it will be, I believe, will be acceptable to God. And also, verse 3, this is what Paul was saying when he was writing to the church. He said, "We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you." This needs to be what the saints are saying every day. We need to pray always for other believers, that they can walk in the will of the Father, because we're not going by ourselves. We're going to have to take somebody with us if we go. And if we choose not to help them, then then we're outside the will of God, because he said, pray ye one for another. Again, go back and read over and see if there's somebody that you can pray those things for, and that you feel like that God is saying, this is what I have you to do today. God bless each one of you. Thank God for this Thursday night family. And we love you. And back to you, Robert. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Well, I was encouraged to learn. Our 32nd of the night is coming from Danny. Yes.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I've been reading from the book of Joshua, the first chapter, start of the 8th verse. The book of Joshua, the first chapter, we start at the 8th verse. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. May God add a blessing to the word.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Okay, let's go ahead and open the line up tonight for some inputs and updates.
I'm Deborah Jackson, and I thank y'all for praying for me. I feel a whole lot better. God has touched my body and healed me, and I just want to thank everybody for their prayers.
Yeah. Man,
God bless. This is Linda Hodge. I would like to thank everybody that prayed for Cynthia Hodge. She is out of the hospital and doing much better, and we thank God for all the prayers that went up.
Thank you, Teresa. Okay. No more inputs, updates, moving right along. We'll go right into roll call.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Last week, we had 37 people on the line, and we thank God for each one of you. Lee and Virginia?
Here.
Dennis and Sandy?
Here.
Richard and Willem?
Here.
Janet?
Here.
Danny and Juanita?
Here.
Robert and Portia?
Here.
Here.
Olive?
Yeah.
Glorious?
Here.
Never Maddie?
Here.
Pastor Burwell?
Here.
Jason?
Here.
Sandra?
Here.
Denise? Maury?
Here.
Deborah Bradford?
Here.
Barbara?
Yes.
Linda Simpson? Deborah Jackson?
Here.
Lorraine? Jones? Ken and Carlin? Chris and Dorothy?
Here.
Josephine? Carlin?
Here.
Charlotte? Renee? Tangela?
Here.
Cynthia?
Here.
Tim?
Here.
Tina?
Here.
Charles?
Here.
Tonda? Miss Jessie?
Here.
Wanda? Francis?
Here.
Michael?
Here.
Tanya?
Here.
Fran.
Here.
Valencia. Lorraine M. Lisa.
Here.
Darren. Samar. Ashanti.
Here.
Did I miss anyone? Okay, back to you, Robert.
Thank you, Madam. Okay, before we turn it over to our closing prayer, next week our opening prayer will be done by Lorraine Thomas. Our 32nd will be done by Jane Chandler. Okay, that said, we're going to turn it over to Pastor Burwell for our closing prayer.
Most precious Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for another Thursday night Bible study, God. We thank you for our teacher tonight. Lord, point out her heart to us, teaching us how to pray, what we should pray for, God. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you have done. Lord, and everyone that's on the line, continue to give us strength, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Lord, continue to be with us throughout the day. We need your help, God. We need your guidance, God. We need your wisdom, Lord. God, you said if we need wisdom, we ask of you, God, and you should give it to us liberally, God. Lord, and I thank you for what you've done. Lord, continue to touch our body. Keep our body healed. Lord, continue to use us for your glory. Lift us up, God. Oh, God, I thank you for everything that you've done. You said all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. We thank you for this day, God, for keeping us alive. Oh, God, for your purpose today, God. Oh, God, and continue to bless us. Oh, God, I thank you right now for everything that you've done, God. You said, yea, though we walk through the valley of shadow of death, we shouldn't fear no evil. Because you are with us, God. Be with us throughout the night, God. Watch over us as we sleep, God. Make us sleep, sweet, God. In the name of Jesus, we bound every demon that try to come up against this Bible study. Oh, God, give us favor, Lord. God, and be with us throughout the night, Jesus. Lord, let those angels encamp all around us, God. Oh, God, I thank you. Don't let the enemy destroy us, God. We know he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But I thank you that you came that we might have life and have that more abundantly. Lord, we love you tonight. We appreciate you, God, for what you've already done and what you're about to do for us, God. Lord, be with us this day, God. And I thank you in advance for what you're going to do, God. You let the words of our mouth, God, and the meditation of our heart, God, be acceptable in thy sight. Lord, our strength and our redeemer, and we thank you in advance for what you're going to do. And we ask all these blessings, God, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen and amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Good night, everybody. Love you.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.